Hello, and welcome to episode one of the happyparent.org.uk podcast. I'm so glad that you're here. This is my first podcast, so bear with me. And I wanted to do this, just a quick introduction to what the podcast is about, and also then what you might get out of it, to make sure that you're in the right place where you want to be. And this podcast is for you. So, why happy parent? Why happiness? Well, why happiness, I guess, is probably the first question to answer. I genuinely believe that everybody can be happy. And we're not talking about happy in the kind of content all the time and nothing's ever stressful. But at the same time, what's the point of living if we're not enjoying it and if we're not happy? And there are definitely things that we can do to make, to take control of our own happiness. And then why happy parent? Well, there's a lot of self-help and stuff out there about happiness generally, but I do think parenting can be such a huge part of your life that to kind of park that or put that to one side when you're talking about happiness can be quite difficult. And I don't know if other people find that, but the things that I can do to make myself happy as a single individual is, when I've got loads of spare time, it's different when you're balancing a career and children, or even if you don't have a career outside the home, but you are working with your children and taking care of your children all day. A lot of the kind of practical tips and things just don't work if you don't have any time to yourself. So I hope that by combining, talking about happiness in the context of being a parent and being a hands-on parent, I hope will make everything that we talk about a little bit more relevant to us and a little bit more practical. And as a parent myself, I've got a three-month-old baby, so I'm on maternity leave at the moment, a three-month-old baby, and I have a four-year-old boy who's just started reception, which, if there's any American listeners, is kind of like kindergarten. So I'm in the midst of it, in the thick of it myself. And so I want to share that experience of what's working and what isn't working as I'm going through it and learning myself how I can be happier. And the other thing I think is important about happy parent is that I think what we do as parents, we can model for our children. And when I think about my two boys and what I want for them, I want them to be happy and healthy, first and foremost. And if I can model for them some of the really valuable lessons about happiness and being able to model being happy in my own life and making my own happiness, I think that's just about one of the best lessons I could share with them. And I do think as well that in the parenting world, parenting can be tough. And I don't want to try and gloss over how tough it can be and how at times it can be incredibly stressful and incredibly lonely, even very demanding. And so I don't want to kind of act like those aspects aren't there, but I think that we've kind of reached a point for a while there. I guess everybody had this veneer and everybody seemed was able to kind of make it look easy on the outside, even if it was a mess, a frantic mess on the inside, behind closed doors. And so I think that obviously when you are then struggling with lack of sleep or a difficult stage with your children can make you think, oh, what am I doing wrong? Why is this so hard for me? Everybody out there is raising kids. You know, the majority of the adult population seems to have kids and seems to have everything under control. And why is it so difficult for me? Am I not cut out to be a mother or a father? And so there then became this rise of the very kind of gritty, very hyper-realist blogs and stories from parents that really brought out into the open some of those darker aspects of parenthood, which in a way it's like, well, thank God, because I was thinking I was the only one who was really struggling. I was thinking I was the only one who had anger and frustration with my kids, and now I know I'm not, and I'm in good company, and that makes me feel a bit better when I do lose my temper or can't face the day because I haven't had any sleep. And so I think that they served their purpose. But I also then think that there's been such a lot of that kind of tone that it can make somebody think that having kids is just the most miserable thing in the world. And actually, I have found personally that having my two boys has been the single most rewarding experience of my life, whilst being difficult at times and challenging for sure. I wouldn't trade it for the world. And I can't, you know, most parents I know feel the same way and are passionate about their children. So I definitely think that there's a lot to be happy about as a parent. And also maybe some of those things that are a little bit darker, that are a little bit harder, some of those struggles, maybe there is a way that we can handle them as best we can in a way that still prioritizes our own happiness as individuals. And maybe it isn't something that we're stuck with. Maybe it isn't a life sentence of drudgery just because right now is difficult. And what can we do in the moment, in those difficult moments, that might make it a little bit easier for us, that still enables us to be happy as individuals and to feel fulfilled and like authentic in our lives and a deep sense of fulfillment. And that reminds me of the so-called parent happiness gap, where there have been studies that have shown that parents are less happy than their non-parent counterparts. And you kind of, I don't know if you're anything like me, but when I read that, I just thought, how is that possible? And I think even Gretchen Rubin talks about that in the Happiness Project. You know, how is it possible that having kids makes me less happy when I love my children? And there's a really good study, an interesting study out of the University of Texas that was led by Jennifer Glass. And it's about parenthood and happiness. And they reviewed the level of freedom that parents enjoyed in different countries. So not just the question of, do you have kids, yes or no, and how happy are you, but also where do you live and what kind of support do you have and what kind of culture is there around work-life balance and supporting parents. So the study is called Parenthood and Happiness, the Effects of Work-Family Reconciliation Policies in 22 OECD Countries. And it was published in 2016. And I came across it because I was reading The Little Book of Luca by Mike Viking, which I highly recommend as an enjoyable read. But what they found in this study was that there were 8 countries where the parental happiness gap was actually a positive gap, where parents were happier than their non-parent counterparts. So countries like Portugal, Hungary, Spain, Norway, Sweden, Finland, France, and Russia. And there were quite a few other countries where there may have been a slight negative parental happiness gap, but it was very slight. Like Belgium, it's negligible, it's 0.1%. Germany, 0.6%. Czech Republic, 0.9%. So where you don't see quite the huge pronounced gap that you hear about, where, for instance, in the United States, the gap is 12%. To the negative for parents. So parents in the United States are 12% less happy than their non-parent counterparts. And that just goes to show that actually there are ways that parents can be happier. It's not something that is necessarily biological, and it's not something that is destiny and fixed and rigid and something that we can't do anything about. Obviously, that study is bringing up more the kind of cultural and economic aspects, which are somewhat outside of our control, a bit more macro than we will be talking about here at Happy Parent. But I think it does underscore the fact that parents don't have to be unhappy, and we don't have to have the happiness gap. So what we'll talk about on this podcast, and so I hope this is kind of what you're here for, is, you know, we'll talk about things that we can do to be happy, things that we can do to feel fulfilled in our lives. And we'll talk about some of the practical things. So we can talk about some practical things like making the kind of coming in the door first thing after work and doing a school run or a nursery pickup, coming back in the door, how to make that transition to home easier, how to make, how to cope with a frustrating child who doesn't listen when you ask them to put their shoes on 22 times and they still don't have their shoes on in the morning and you're running late. So we can talk about some of those practical moments, kind of in the moment, as well as, you know, I hope that we'll explore some of the things like mindsets that that we can take into our parenting to be happier for ourselves. So I hope, you know, we'll have some journal prompts if you're into journaling and you can reflect on it, or if you just want to take those questions away and ponder them in your own headspace while you're doing the washing up, as I frequently do. You know, I hope that we'll give you some broader things to think about, some inspiration of things that you can think about and reflect on so that you can find the ways to bring happiness into your life and into your home that are right for you. So I'll share my own experiences, not with the idea that what I'm doing is that's right for me is going to be right for you, but maybe just to provide a little bit of inspiration and some examples of how I've applied everything that we'll be talking about and how I apply it myself and how well or not so well that goes. So if you have any questions, anything that you'd like to cover in the podcast, please comment or get in touch with me at on the website happyparent.org.uk, and I'll look forward to hearing from you. But for now, bye.